Hi, this is for Delphi's Make the Unsexy Sexy Challenge. I'm going to tell you all about the tufted titmouse. A little gray bird with an echoing voice. The tufted titmouse is common in eastern deciduous forests and a frequent visitor to feeders. The large black eyes, small round bill, and brushy crest gives these birds a quiet but eager expression that matches the way they flit through the canopies hang from twig ends and drop into bird feeders. When a titmouse finds a large seed, you'll see it carry the prize to a perch and crack it with sharp wax of its stout bill. Tufted titmice eat mainly insects in the summer, including caterpillars, beetles, ants and wasps, stink bugs, and tree hoppers, as well as spiders and snails. Tufted titmice also eat seeds, nuts, and berries, including acorns, and beech nuts. Experiments with tufted titmice indicate they always choose the largest seeds they can when foraging. Next description. Titmice build cup-shaped nests inside the nest cavity using damp leaves, moss and grasses, and bark strips. They line this cup with soft materials, such as hair, fur, wool, and cotton. Sometimes plucking hairs directly from living mammals. Naturalists examining old nests have identified raccoon, possum, dog, fox, squirrel, red squirrel, rabbit, horse, cow, cat, mouse, woodchuck, and even human hair in titmouse nests. Nest construction takes 6 to 11 days. Tufted titmice flit from branch to looking for food, often in the company of other species, including nuthatches, chickadees, kinglets, and woodpeckers. When they find large seeds, such as the sunflower seeds, they take from bird feeders. Titmice typically hold the seed with their feet and hammer it open with their beaks. In fall and winter, they often hoard these shell seeds and bark crevices. These acrobatic foragers often hang upside down or sideways as they investigate cones, undersides of branches, and leaf clusters. They sometimes come all the way to the ground. Hop around after fallen seeds or insects. Titmice are very vocal birds and are also quick to respond to the sounds of agitation in other birds. Coming close to investigate or joining a group of birds mobbing a predator. Oh, yeah. Tufted titmice are common, and along with the similar black-crested titmouse, populations increased between 1966 and 2015, according to the North American Breeding Bird Survey. Partners in Flight estimates global breeding population of 8 million with 100% living in the U.S. The species rates a 7 out of 20 on the Continental Concern Score. Tufted titmouse is not on the 2016 state of North America's birds watch list. These birds' range has been expanding northward over the last half century. Possible reasons for the range expansion include a warming climate, reversion of farmlands to forests, and the growing popularity of backyard bird feeders. This has been the Tough